Shifting Time, Location, and Text, an assessment of podcasting in our classrooms. A shorter pod poster by Jennifer L. Bowie for ATTW, March 11, 2009. While podcasting is a fairly new media, it is also very popular, with an estimated 30.8 million U.S. listeners in 2009. But podcasting is only beginning to catch on in technical communication, despite the clear connections and what we can learn from and teach with podcasts. In this shorter pod poster, I present findings from one study that assesses how podcasts, including student-produced podcasts, can impact student learning in a writing class. Previous research on podcasting. What research that does exist on podcasting is mostly positive. Students think podcasts are valuable to their studies, assist learning, and provide flexibility, according to Tyne and Colburn. Students are more receptive to learning from podcasts than from lectures or textbooks, according to Evans. And podcasts aid in the study of material, according to Krauss. While these studies are interesting, they focus on teacher-produced podcasts. This is important information, but it is also important to understand how effective and helpful student-produced podcasts are in student learning. The study. The purpose of this study is to assess the impact of podcasting, particularly student-produced podcasting, on learning for college students in a writing class. In this pod poster, I am focusing on emailed quantitative survey. The survey participants were 9 students in the class, 5 were female and 4 were male. Their survey asked for students to rate how 12 class components contributed to their understanding and application of 28 skills and knowledge areas. A 1 rating indicated the component contributed little or not at all to their understanding and application. 2 indicated a moderate contribution, and 3 indicated significant contribution. Statistical significance was set to a p-value less than or equal to 0.05. Note, in the following section, I'll be referring to visuals that are available on the ATTW poster or in the transcript available on the related site. Findings. I will focus here on the 16 skills and knowledge areas that are the most important to technical communication. Since I'm analyzing how podcasting compares to no podcasting, I compare both general podcast components and the student-produced podcast components to the non-podcast components. The components of each category are listed in Table 1. As shown in Table 1, of the 3 categories, the student-produced podcast components were rated as contributing the most at 2.40. Non-podcast components were rated as the second highest at 2.38, and podcast components were scored at the lowest at 2.33. These findings suggest students saw the student-produced podcast components as contributing slightly more to their knowledge and skills. Between the podcast components and non-podcast components, 6 of the 16 areas have statistically significant differences, as shown in Figure 1. 5 areas, audience, ethos, logos, analysis, and written communication, were significantly higher in the non-podcast components. Only 1 area was significantly higher for the podcast component of class, oral communication. Delivery was also high for the podcasting components, but not quite statistically significant at p equals 0.07. As a result, it seems podcasting is good for oral communication and delivery skills. Likewise, there are significant differences between 4 of the student-produced podcast components and the non-podcast components, as displayed in Figure 2. Audience and written communication were both significantly higher for the non-podcast components. However, both technological skills and oral communication skills were significantly higher for the student-produced podcast components. In addition, both delivery and tone are almost significantly higher for the student-produced podcast components with p equal to 0.07. Thus, these findings suggest that student-produced podcast components offer a greater number of potential benefits. As Table 3 displays, the most effective components were the Capstone Project and podcasting in general, which tied at 2.63. Following closely is the Week in Review podcast, and then the podcast reading responses, the media analysis project, and the rhetorical analysis project. The least 2 effective components, podcast readings and podcast lectures and discussions, both tied at 2.17. While components with at least some element of podcasting ranked among the highest and lowest, the 3 projects that required students to podcast were some of the highest ranked components, coming in 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Combining all of these findings, it seems that general podcasting and student-produced podcasting can be incorporated into writing classes to aid students in developing some skills and knowledge areas. Students generally found projects that required them to podcast to be more effective than components with no podcasting elements or involving listening to and not producing podcasts. Discussion and conclusions. Well, this is one part of a small study. These findings are the beginning of important research on podcasts in the technical communication classroom. As teachers of media, we need to understand what impacts these media have on our students' learning, especially when our students are producing the media. Podcasting, particularly student-produced podcasting, appears to be beneficial to our students' learning and thus deserves both further research and possible integration into our technical communication programs. The music in this pod poster is by Nine Inch Nails and is part of their Creative Commons album Ghosts 1-4. This is song number 24.